Well, please turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 11. Matthew 6, verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. We come to this fourth petition in our studies on the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread, to do with our practical everyday needs in life. And we'll be looking a little bit more at this in some detail. But how thankful we are, if I could say, for the Lord's Prayer. How thankful we are that we are given instruction by the Lord Himself, how we should form our prayers, what should be the content of our prayers, and a structure that we should follow. Left to ourselves, well, I think all our prayers would be very much self-centered, very much around ourselves, and we'll be so concerned probably about our physical needs that we would omit a lot of the things which the Lord here instructs us. And sadly, we often hear prayers along these lines where the great focus, the central focus, is on self and one's own needs. But it's a lot more than that, as our Lord has taught us, beginning with God and then coming to ourselves, as we've seen. There's a lot of talk these days and a lot of books written on prayer, and people sometimes, well, people have thought they can do better than the Lord and give us a better order, a better structure than what He has given to us here in this pattern prayer. I'm thinking of a man, you may have heard of him, and his name is Paul Yonggi Cho, or David Yonggi Cho. He goes by either one of those two names. And he has come up with this formula for having power in prayer. It's basically power to get what you want. Power as if you're twisting God's arm. He's found a secret way to twist God's arm so that you can get what you want from God, whatever that is, more or less. And it works like this. You know, well, it all began for him, so he tells us, when he was living in a one-bedroom flat or one room, and he didn't even have a desk, and he didn't even have a chair, and he didn't have a bicycle to get around with, and he prayed to the Lord for these things. But nothing came his way. Month after month went by, and he never got any answer to his prayer. So one day he said, Lord, why haven't I received these things? And the Lord said to him, so he says, it's because you haven't been specific enough in your prayer. How do I know what desk you want? How do I know what kind of bicycle you want? You have to be specific in your prayer. And so he went and he outlined, I want a particular kind of desk imported from so-and-so, and I want he was in Korea, South Korea, and I want a bike from America, and it must have this and that. And he was very specific. And he tells us that he got an answer to prayer very quickly. And then he gave us another example and said, well, there's one lady, and she couldn't find a husband, and she's been praying for years and years for her husband, and she asked Yonggi Cho to pray for her. And he said, well, have you been praying for a husband? He said, yeah. And what kind of a husband? Well, I just leave that to God, she said. He said, oh, no, you can't do that. You must be very specific. Now, what kind of a husband do you want? Do you want a Caucasian? Do you want an African American? Or do you want an Asian person? He said, what height does he want? What job does he want? And, you know, all these things, what color eyes must he have? And she said, oh, yeah. Can you see him now in your mind's eye? Can you visualize these things before you? She said, yeah, I can see. This is exactly what I want. He said, now I'll pray for you. And this is the kind of teaching on prayer that he brings about. And whether she received her husband or not, I don't know. I think they said she did. But it's prayer and visualize. He visualized that bicycle. She visualized that kind of husband that they want. But it's all self-centered. It's all me getting what I want. Of course, we have needs. We ask the Lord for things, but not in that kind of a way. As the Lord teaches us a better way and how we should pray without visualization. Only visualization here is in thy kingdom come, We're looking forward and we're wishing that his kingdom will come and his will be done. So be careful of this wrong kind of teaching. So we've studied the first three petitions, and now we come to this fourth petition to do with ourselves. Give us this day our daily bread. It seems, doesn't it, friends, a little bit of a sudden switch. On one hand, we're almost like in glory, talking about the kingdom of God and the hallowing his name and the will of God. And then suddenly we're down to give us this day our daily bread and our practical needs. And it seems like a very sudden switch to earthly things. One minute we are in heaven, and the next minute, almost suddenly, we are back down to earth. Maybe we would have thought, reordered the Lord's Prayer to put, after thy will be done. Maybe you would have said, oh, we would ask then for forgiveness, and then we would ask that we lead not into temptation, because that's more spiritual, isn't it? And then at the very end, maybe we would put, give us this day our daily bread. Maybe it seems logical in our minds, but we are not wiser than our Lord, who has given us this order for us to follow. But why? Why is it given here, give us this day our daily bread, before forgiveness and before temptation? Well, perhaps we could answer it in this way. The whole of life is spiritual. The whole of our existence here is spiritual. We tend to compartmentalize things, isn't it? This is spiritual and this is secular. Going to church is spiritual. Going to the office, going to school, well, that's secular. Oh, Sunday is a day for spiritual things, and Monday to Saturday, well, that's a day for secular things, for other things. Oh, praying and reading my Bible, yeah, that's a spiritual activity, but studying or mopping the floor or cooking, well, that's somewhat different. Witnessing, oh yes, that's a very spiritual activity to do. But then spending time with the family, we think maybe it's not so spiritual. But we sort of that's not the right way to look at things. That's not the right way to look at life as believers. All our life is spiritual. Yes, in some ways we say the Lord's Day definitely is better than other days. And it's, when we engage in prayer or worship, it's more directly spiritual. But all of life should be spiritual. We should see God and live for God in everything that we do, in all that we receive from his hands, and in all that we do for him. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31, the Apostle Paul teaches us, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Even our recreation, our time that we spend when we recreating our strength is to be for God and for his glory. So it's better to look at life in such a way. And that's one of the ways in which we can answer that question. Why is it put in this fourth petition rather than right at the end? So let's look a little bit more at this petition in detail. Give us this day our daily bread. The petition here is not only talking about food. It's not only talking about what we eat and what we drink, but all that we need for life. Everything that's necessary for our existence in this world. Everything that's necessary to support us, to sustain us in life. It includes all our physical and everyday needs. Our food, yes, but also our health, and also our clothes, our homes that we live in, and also the money that we need. We can't live in this world without money. You need money to survive. You need money to pay your bills. You need money to buy certain things. So all these things are included in this fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. Our Father in heaven knows, as we read in Matthew 6, that we need all these things. Yes, we need those spiritual blessings. But we also need these earthly blessings from him. And he knows that they are good and they are useful for us and that they are necessary to help us to live in a somewhat comfortable way, to help us to live also in a way that we can serve God better so that we may live for him without overmuch anxiety about everyday things, but trust him to provide for them. In Proverbs chapter 30, we read Proverbs chapter 30, verses 8 and 9. Agur said, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. And what he's saying there is, Lord, don't give me too little, lest I put my hand, lest I steal. And Lord, don't give me too much. Just give me a suitable portion. Just like this verse is saying, give me daily bread. Give me something that is just right for me, that is food that is convenient for me. He's not asking for too much, or he's not asking for too little, just a sufficient amount. Lord, I don't want too much, lest I become proud, lest I become independent of thee, lest I forget you because I have everything in life, and then I forget to pray and to depend upon you. How few people pray that kind of a prayer. A lot of people desire, if we don't pray, we're desiring, isn't it? More. We're desiring riches. Our charismatic friends teach us we should be praying for more. We should be asking for riches. But little do they know, or little do they think about the dangers that are in riches. The Apostle Paul warned us that they that are rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts. If we ask for more and more of this world, well, we're asking it really for more temptation. And those who are rich fall into these kind of, they have many traps and temptations before them. So it's a dangerous thing, really, to be rich, even as a believer. And very few believers can handle a lot of money or a lot of the things of this world, because the tendency is to forget the Lord and to depend on what one has. Agur, he saw the danger, and so he prays for that a middle way, not to have too much and not to have too little. And this is what this prayer is also teaching us, to live contentedly with what God, whatever God gives us, to be at rest. We ask only for bread, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. And once again, this goes, isn't it, against the ethos of the world. The ethos of the world is get as much as you can. Have upgrade to the latest. Don't be content with what you have. The adverts are always telling you, you need more, you need better. You need to go shopping. Shop until you drop, they say. And this is encouraged more and more. Have the very best. And we are constantly being bombarded with adverts which are telling us your life is not happy until you have this particular goods or this particular product. And it's against everything that the Bible teaches us, where we're taught to live contented, live simply in life. This is what this prayer is also teaching us. Now, God often gives us, we have to say, more than we even ask for. And he does give us more even than we need. And we thank him for that. And there's nothing wrong in putting away some of those savings that he sends to us, putting away some of that money, saving it for a rainy day, saving it for our retirement. Well, that's a good thing. That's a wise thing to do. That's a right thing to do. Well, you need to save to pay for your children's education and so on. But he also gives us extra friends so that we may help others. He gives us extra, puts extra in our pockets so that we can open our hands and give to those who are also in need around about us. We can give to the Lord's work. He gives us extra so we can give to organizations which are spreading the work, the gospel around the world, the work of the organizations like the TBS and translating the Bibles, distributing the Bibles. He gives to us extra so that we can make our donation to support missionaries and other people who are spreading the gospel and the work of God's own kingdom, even in the local church. These are ways in which the help and reasons why God often gives us that extra. But give us this day our daily bread. Well, that also teaches us, friends, something else, that all that we have comes from on high. All that we have comes from God. He is the great giver of these things. It's He who opens His hand and provides for us all these things that we have and that we enjoy in life. Whether we have much or whether we have little, everything comes from Him. God has blessed us with that amount. He is the one who's giving us donations. We are like beggars, and we are just receiving everything from Him. He is the one who is making those donations. He is the one who we could say we are collecting the food parcels from every day. It comes from His hands. We trace all our temporal blessings to the first cause, to God Himself, regardless of the second cause by which they came, regardless of that intermediary way in which those blessings have been given to us. And maybe somebody has been very generous to you and given you a nice gift, financial gift or some other gift in life. Well, God is the one who has opened their hearts to give you that gift. God is the one who has put that thought into their minds. And maybe you've got an inheritance coming to you. We don't hear so much about inheritance these days. Maybe you've got some inheritance from your parents coming to you. And maybe you say, well, my parents worked hard for it. God didn't give it to me. It was my parents who did it. They gave it to me. They labored hard for it. They saved up for it. It's come from them. But actually, it's God who gave it to you, because God, in His providence, placed you in that particular family, placed you in that somewhat maybe wealthy family so that you could receive those things. He could have placed you in a less wealthy family, and then there would be no inheritance. So you see, trace it back to the Lord. Oh, I've earned all this wealth by the sweat of my brow. It's my own hands that I've done these things. But then again, we're reminded, Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18, it is God that gives thee power to get wealth. I've earned my wealth, but God gave me the strength to earn it. God gave me the mind to apply myself. God gave me the health to move about and to go here and there and to communicate with people. And God gave me those business opportunities, even we could say. Everything is from Him. We trace it back to the Lord. Jacob in the Old Testament, well, he knew where all his blessings came from. Do you remember how when he left the family home, he said, I left with just a staff, with a rod, and with the clothes on my back. That was it. And when he returned to his family home many years later, he returned a rich man. He returned with a large family, with flocks and herds and camels and servants and lots. And he was a wealthy man. That was God's doing. And he said, I'm not worthy of all the least of thy mercies that thou hast blessed me with. He recognized that they all came from God. He was poor, but God made him rich, even in the things of this world. And so we trace all our blessings, all that we receive, all our temporal blessings in life, friends, they come from the Lord. Now, the unconverted person doesn't appreciate this truth. They don't want to. It grates with them. They bark at it. They don't like to recognize God as the great giver. Modern man hates to be told this, that he owes all that he has to the Lord. But as for us who are believers, well, we acknowledge willingly, gladly, this is All that we have received from our hands. And that leads us on to thankfulness, isn't it? We are thankful to God. We respond with grateful hearts and thank Him for every little thing that we receive. Thomas Manton, when he's speaking about the dove and the dove's eyes, he says, we should be like the doves. They peck, they bend down, they peck a grain, and then they lift up their heads. They peck another grain and lift up their heads. And he said, we should be like that. When we receive something from the Lord, we look up, we thank Him for it. We receive something else from the Lord, we look up, we thank Him for it. We receive everything from God's hands. Thankfulness is something else that's included in this fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. We're thankful to Him for everything. That's the best way to handle the blessings, so that we don't misuse and abuse them. We receive them as gifts from God. And we tell God how much we appreciate it and how much we appreciate all that He has loaded our lives with. And we are thankful unto Him. Yesterday, I happened to see a lady. She was walking in front of me, and she'd obviously predetermined what she was going to do. She had some coins in her hand, and she went to a beggar, and she, without him asking her anything, she dropped the coins in his bag or in his case. And he was immediately very thankful and expressed his thanks to her. He hadn't even asked for anything, and this lady had donated something for him. And we're like that, isn't it? We're receiving so much. Immediately we receive something from the Lord. We didn't ask for things sometimes, and the Lord gives it to us, but we want to express immediately our thanks and our praise to the Lord. We are like spiritual beggars, we could say. Thank Him for the food on our table. Thank Him for the keeping us safe in our driving, in all our journeys that we make. So many precarious things may happen to us, so many dangerous situations we face. He keeps us day after day. Thank Him for our families, even for our income. Thank Him for our children, for our homes. Thank Him that we can taste, that we can think, that we can use the skills that He has given to us. Thank Him that we can move freely in life. Thank Him that we have access to even the medication and the technology of today. Oh Lord, so much we have to thank Thee for. And He gives us all these things. Now friends, He gives us these things also to enjoy. He gives us things. We're not ascetics. We're not those who say we must be hermits and monks and go away and cannot enjoy the things of life which God has given to us. No, He gives us all these things also so that we may enjoy in a worthy way, enjoy Him in it. And thankfulness then is so vital for us. Incidentally, you may ask, how can I truly pray this petition if I already have sufficient? If I already know that there's going to be food on my table, if I already know that I've got enough in the bank account, how can I really pray, Lord, give me this day, give us this day our daily bread? Well, the answer, friends, is to thank Him at least for it. To thank Him that He has provided so much for you. To thank Him that you have food on the table in advance. And this is a way maybe we can skirt around, as it were, but show our appreciation to the Lord and yet tell Him we're still dependent on Him. And that leads further to another point. This fourth petition also teaches us that we are dependent on God. If He withholds, then we will suffer. But this petition teaches us that every day we are to depend on Him. Day after day, it has been said, our daily bread here refers to the portions that were given to soldiers, the rations that were given to soldiers. Every day they would go for food, a portion at a time, day after day. And it teaches us also, as believers, to depend upon God, to be in constant dependence upon our Maker for all things that we need, spiritual and the temporal things in life. And whatever we need, we ask him for it, whether it be food or clothing or health. God doesn't give us too much because, in one sense, he wants us to come. He wants us to express our daily dependence on him. He wants us to pray this prayer every day. It's like if you've retired, or when you retire, you'll be offered, maybe by your company, a lump sum. You have a choice between a lump sum you can take for your pension, or you can draw a monthly, a weekly, or a monthly pension year by year. Which one do you want? And you are given the choice. But God doesn't give you a choice. God doesn't give it to us in lump sums. He only gives to us day by day. He doesn't want us to, because if he gives us a lump sum, well, we'll take it, and most likely we'll live on that, and we'll forget, and we won't come to him in prayer, and we won't cry out to him when we have great needs, which is what he wants us to do. So he only gives us sufficient for us to keep us coming. Give us this day our daily bread. And that also teaches us, friends, doesn't it, that we should only live one day at a time. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us today the bread of today. And this is also very helpful for us, that we live for each day, that we're not asking for a lifelong supply, but we're asking only for a supply for today's needs. And this is how God wants us also to live. Live for the day, live day by day. Yes, we do some forward planning, some forward thinking, but on the whole, we're living for today. Elijah, who we've been studying in our Bible studies, he was fed by the ravens twice a day. He wasn't given a lump sum of food. And then he was sent to the widow's house at Zarephath. And there again, there was just enough oil and just enough flour for him and the family, the widow's family, for one day. And the next day, there a new supply. And the following day, another supply. And it's the same for you and I. We are given, we are to live for the day. As we read in Matthew 6 and verse 34, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So am I at school? Then I don't need to be anxious about my future, my career. Or will I have sufficient in the career? Will I have a job in the future? Concentrate on your studies and ask for help for today. Am I middle-aged and I thinking and worrying, maybe overly anxious about retirement? What's going to happen to me when I retire? Will there be sufficient in my retirement account? Will I get sick? Will I get unhealthy? Well, don't worry about that. Live for today. When the time comes for your retirement, God will provide for you. God will take care of you. God will help you at that time. Are you healthy now? Are you worried? Oh, in the future, maybe you'll become sick. Maybe some crippling disease will keep you from moving freely and doing what you want to do. Well, don't be anxious about that. Again, live for today. If it is God's will, such a thing happen to you, he will also give you grace. He will also come alongside you and help you. Sufficient for each day he will give to thee. Is there somebody sick in your family or worried? Maybe things are he or she is very poorly. What's going to happen? Once again, God will give you the strength for whatever that future day holds. But live for today. It's a helpful thought for us to carry with us. Live day by day in dependence on God. And then just one more thing as I come to a close. Give us this day our daily bread. We are to pray not only for our own needs, but also for the needs of our brothers and our sisters. Friends, we are a community of God's people. We are not individuals on our own. God puts us in a community. God puts us into a local church, into a local membership. And we live together, we serve together, we worship together, we honor God together, and we feel for one another as well. And we pray for one another's needs. So my prayer time is not only my needs, but also, what about so-and-so? What's he going through? Oh, she's going through such and this is her need. Let me pray also for them. So we remember one another. We're not living in each other's pockets. We're not stepping on each other's toes in such a way, but we are together as one, seeking to help and be a blessing and an encouragement to others. Do we know the needs of our brethren? Are we in fellowship? Are we asking the questions? Well, you hear some of the needs at the church prayer meeting. So I encourage you to come and join us even there. But finally, we close. But before I close, you may say, well, you haven't said anything about spiritual bread. And you're right, I haven't really, though I've put out some spiritual lessons from it. And that's because this is primarily a lesson about our physical needs, about our temporal needs. But of course, you can expand it, and there's nothing wrong in expanding it to the spiritual needs. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And we can say, Lord, also give me more of yourself. Give me more knowledge of thee. Take me more on in my walk with thee. Grant that I may know your nearness and your dearness. We can ask for the bread of the Word of God, the spiritual bread. Lord, come and nourish me. Grant me light and illumination from thy word. Sustain me, my soul, with spiritual bread as well as the earthly things. Grant me my spiritual provisions with which I need to serve you. Yes, you can expand all these things for yourself and in your own time. But here it is, friends, our message for today. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. We depend on thee. We praise thee for all that thou hast given to us. And we look to thee for all things that we need in the future. May the Lord help us. We close by singing our final hymn, number 604. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, 604.